We are pleased to welcome back to the program our friend from the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library. Hillary Miller is here with a big update on lots of Friends activities. Happy spring, Hillary.
Happy spring. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming over. Absolutely. We should do the show outside today. It's so nice.
We should have. Yeah. It is very nice out there, and you look very spring-like today.
Thank you. Trying to brighten the place up a little bit. But that's what the Friends do all year long, right?
We certainly do, yeah. Or we'd like to think that we do.
You do, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about, for folks who don't know, who are the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library? What do they do? What's their mission? What's their purpose? What's their goal? And who are they?
That's a great place to start.
Sure.
Who are we? So the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library is a 501c3 nonprofit,
yes,
organization made up of volunteers whose mission it is to support library programmings by raising funds, but also raising awareness, mm-hmm, of what libraries can do for our community.
Yes. How many Friends are there right now, even just roughly?
Yeah, we have a few hundred Friends.
Just a few hundred?
And there's always room for more.
Of course. That's, you can never have too many Friends.
Exactly. Right. And it's pretty easy to join the Friends, too.
My next question,
certainly,
Hillary.
Yeah, you're reading my mind there.
Yes.
So, pretty easy to join the Friends. You just need to make a donation.
Okay.
So, these are donations that can be made online through our website. So through the public library's website, you can get to us. Easy, just to put in an online donation.
Okay.
There is also a form if you would like to print it and mail it in with a check.
Oh,
we
okay.
can certainly accept that as well.
Okay.
And once you make a $15 donation, it unlocks full access to the benefits of being a Friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library.
Yeah. What does my $15 get me, Hillary?
So of course the most important thing is the satisfaction knowing that you've supported your library.
Yes. Yeah.
But also you will have access to our newsletter. It goes out twice a year,
okay,
always full of great information. You get access also to some special sales in our bookstore, our Friends bookstore.
Which we're going to talk about a little bit.
We'll definitely talk about that a bit more. But also an invitation to our annual meeting,
yes,
which I think we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment,
for
too.
Sure, yeah.
So there are many benefits. And the donations, really, you can make any amount that you are interested in.
Oh, okay.
Really. So if you think about it, whenever you make a donation, you can think about a program that you're supporting.
Mm.
So for example, a $15 donation, mm-hmm, buys crafting materials for the Cranium Makerspace.
Okay.
$50 contributes to the purchase of an annual museum pass.
Yeah.
Which those are always very popular, especially with the summer coming up and lots of time for activities.
And all the major museums, I'm thinking, Fine Arts, Science Museum.
Yeah, many of the major museums and zoos and aquariums,
oh, okay,
other sites in the area. So there's so many to check out.
Great.
And $250 will pay for one music and movement children's program.
Mm.
So it's really great to think about the ways that your donation can have a real impact on our community.
Very much so, yeah. And you can see those in action if you come and visit the library. You know, you can see the children's programs going on. We talked about the being outside. Many programs when the weather's nice out on the front lawn. So you can, and things you can actually see happening, knowing that you helped support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And one reminder that we definitely have is not even the programming, but those lovely flowers,
mm-hmm,
the flower beds that are outside of the main library.
Yes.
Those are supported by the Friends as well. And I don't know about you. Do you have a green thumb, Joe?
I try.
You try. No. I feel that same way, but I'm sure
some more brown than green, unfortunately.
Well, I'm sure plenty of the folks here in Quincy have a green thumb,
yeah,
and the library is actually looking for volunteers to help out with gardening. I believe they're meeting on Wednesday mornings,
oh,
but if anybody's interested, they should definitely reach out to the Friends.
Oh, okay, good to know. And I know that the Walston Garden Club also is a major maintainer of the garden.
Yes, so, very good friend of ours.
Yes.
Yeah, it takes a lot of people to maintain the grounds and the gardens across all of our locations.
Yeah, okay, good to know. All right. So, and you don't have to be a Quincy resident, right, to make be a Friend?
Well, you can be a Friend wherever you
right.
are.
Yeah.
You can also donate in honor of or in memory of somebody special
I didn't know
as well.
That. Okay, that's good to know as well. So maybe if you have a friend who was a longtime patron who's since passed,
yes,
you can keep their memory alive as well.
Certainly, or somebody who just loves books and loves libraries.
Yeah, nice. You mentioned some of the Friends-sponsored events and programs, and you sent some pictures.
I did.
Yes, thank you so much for that.
Yes, thank you.
Pictures are always great on television.
Yes, we love to talk about all of the ways that the Friends sponsor programming. Yeah. Just last year, we had over 14,000 people attend programming that was sponsored by the Friends.
Is that right?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So that was 578 events held across all four library locations.
Okay. Wow.
It's a lot of people that we're able to reach.
Yeah, when you put that in that context, it's remarkable the impact that you have.
It is.
And these are all outside of, you know, the library's budget. This is all Friends-sponsored events.
Yeah, so we're raising these funds through donations,
yeah,
through sales at the bookstore. And it's not just we're serving one population at the library. There's a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. So let's show some of the pictures.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see what we've been up to
this year.
What
are we looking at?
All right,
at
so this one here, this was, let's see, I think this one here was the St. Patrick's Day felted gnomes. So you can see there on the table, those little felted gnomes there.
Yeah.
That was for adults with the pop-up art school.
Okay,
so
all right.
That was a fun St. Patrick's Day activity.
Where's that location?
I'm not certain where they were able to do this one, but I mean, they certainly filled the space, didn't they?
Certainly did, yeah. Do events sometimes take place outside of the libraries?
They tend to take place in the libraries for the most part, but there's so many different spaces to utilize in the libraries, whether it's at the main library or North Quincy, Adams Shore, all of the different branches and different nooks and crannies that they have to do programming.
Yeah, and it takes it into the community, right?
Exactly.
For the folks who live there, yeah. Okay, let's take a look at the next one.
Yes. Let's see, this one here, I believe this one is the Art in the Evening. So this is for kids ages 2 through 5 and their grown-ups to come and do kid-friendly art projects every first Thursday of the month.
Okay, good to know. And where's that location?
That one there, I believe this one is at the, which space is this? I think this is at the main library.
Okay, all right. But folks should check the website, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a full, it's a very full calendar on the library's website where you can see just about anything, everything that's happening at the library.
Yeah, the consensus is this is in the children's room at the main
library. Yes, I believe so, yes.
Okay, let's take a look at the next one.
We recognize that space. That's the Richardson building there at the main library.
Unmistakable, yeah.
Yes, this was a spring opera hosted or performed by the Maynard Theater Troupe.
Okay.
So, yeah, really wonderful to bring that music into that really lovely space.
Live music, yeah, and performance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So very nice, and yeah, a stunning background for any event, really, but instantly recognizable, too, even
right
if you're,
away.
Even
We're so
if
lucky
you're not
to
a
have
patron.
It.
Very much so, yeah. I think we've got a couple more to show. Yep.
There we are again in the Richardson Building. This one here is the, I'm trying to get a good look at this one.
I believe this was
the Indigenous Beading.
This was the Indigenous
Beading. Yes, very good. So Indigenous Beading with Sebastian Ellington, Flying Eagle Ibarb. This was an adult makerspace program.
Right.
So we have adult and children's programming. Lots of crafting. People like to get their hands on things and get in there, and the Friends are happy to support that.
Okay, good to know. Makerspace.
Makerspace. Yeah. The Cranium Makerspace in the main library is a place to really let your creativity run wild. With trying all sorts of different crafting and art projects
Sure. Final one, I think, to check out here. Yes.
Yes, this one is for our tween hangout here. So you can see them. This is at North Quincy. They get together once per month, fourth grade through seventh grade. Mm-hmm. They can just relax and hang out and play games like you see them, you know, having a great time here. I'm not sure what game that is, but it looks like they're really into
it. Very engaged into it, whatever it is. Yeah, so this is the tween space.
Tween.
Not to be confused with the teen space at the main branch.
Yeah, they will eventually graduate into that teen space.
That's right. So something for everyone, literally.
Really is,
something
and something like this, this tween hangout, they could just come in and relax, make new friends, chat with their old ones. So it's really, some of them are really at your own pace.
Yeah, very much so. Or just a social meeting place, you know, don't necessarily have to do video games, right?
Right,
just
exactly.
Just hang out and relax and socialize. That brings us to the main event that we want to talk about today.
Yes.
Yes.
So we sponsor a number of different events. You can definitely check the calendar on the library website for more upcoming Friends events. But the big one coming up is actually our annual meeting.
Okay.
So that one is going to be held on Wednesday, May 13th, 6:30 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
This is going to be in the Richardson Building at the main library.
Gotcha.
And how this works is that the Friends will invite the public, but also their members, for their annual meeting, okay, which will begin at 6:30 p.m. And then that's followed by a public program starting at 7 p.m. So come in and get the business, and then you get to stay for the really interesting public event. And we're so pleased this year,
yes,
that we're going to be spending an evening with a founding mother.
So really?
Exactly.
Wow.
So
okay,
one that Quincy knows very well, Abigail Adams.
Okay.
Now, she's not going to be here with us.
Okay.
However, you can really get immersed in her world through a brand new book that is just about to be published. It's not yet published as we speak right now, but it will be between now and May 13th. It's called A Founding Mother. It's by New York Times bestsellers Stephanie Dre and Laura Kamoy.
Okay.
And they are coming to do a talk about their book. It's historical fiction focused on Abigail Adams.
Interesting. Wow, yes. How appropriate too.
It is. Yeah. It's great to have them here in Quincy,
yes,
Abigail's home.
Great.
And they're really well-known authors. They've also written books about Eliza Hamilton and Martha Patsy Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson's daughter.
Huh.
So they find a way to make history come to life.
So this is a public event that's taking place.
And it's free to attend.
I was just going to ask, is it free? Okay.
Free to attend, no registration required.
Okay.
Just stop on in.
Okay.
That part of it will begin at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And again, this will take place in the Richardson Building at the main library.
Okay, and this is on May 13th.
Yes, and there will be light refreshments too.
Okay.
And I should also note that this event is also supported by Historic New England, who has the Quincy House right here,
yes,
in town.
Over in Walston,
also, yeah, the National Parks Conservation Association and Adams National Historical Park.
Oh, so it's really a collaborative effort.
It is.
And it's very appropriate in America 250 this year as well.
It
right?
is. Yeah. This is definitely appropriate,
yeah,
because Abigail Adams was a pretty busy person 250 years ago.
Yeah, she had a little bit to do with it, yeah. So history buffs, fans of these authors certainly would enjoy this. And just the general public as well, it sounds like.
Yes, if you just want to hear more about the story that they're creating, again, it's historical fiction.
Okay.
So they're not writing it's not a biography, but they're finding ways to immerse audiences in the world of Abigail Adams. And of course, that world is here at Quincy. It's Quincy.
Well, we're walking in it, right?
We are.
Yeah, exactly. And it might inspire folks to check out, you know, nonfiction. The David McCullough series, perhaps, or at least watch the HBO miniseries. You know,
yes,
you never know. Yeah, I'm guessing there'll be copies of the book available that night.
Yes, they will have them available,
okay,
for purchase as well, and
okay,
I believe they'll be signing
them
too.
So I would
it's
think
a great opportunity to get your book signed.
Okay, so that's really kind of the Friends' main event. Every
it
spring,
is.
Right?
Yeah, this is a big event for us every spring. Something to look forward to. Typically held in May,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and we always strive to have something really interesting,
certainly,
for our community.
Yep. We mentioned the bookstore a little while ago.
Yes.
Bookstore update.
Oh, bookstore update.
Yeah.
What isn't happening in the bookstore right now? We're so pleased to have our bookstore there on the first floor of the main library in the atrium space. You can just stop on in. We are open just about every day of the week.
That's a change,
so,
right?
It's constantly fluctuating,
okay,
as we analyze how visitation, people come in and use the library.
Yes, yeah.
And of course, we've gotten so many new volunteers lately to help support expanded hours.
Oh, that's great.
So we are closed on Tuesdays and Sundays currently.
Okay.
But every other day that we are open, we have kind of a mix of some afternoon hours. Thursday evenings we're open for a couple of hours in the evenings,
okay,
and then for most of the day on Saturdays as well.
That's great.
But if you can't come during those hours, there are still some options for you. In the atrium of the main library, mm-hmm, and then also up at North Quincy, there are self-serve areas where you can make a purchase,
oh,
right there. We have them out and available, so you can browse and make your purchase right there.
Oh,
self-serve.
Right. Really? So is it kind of on the honor system?
Or? It is.
It is, okay.
It is.
All right.
So that one will take cash payments.
Okay.
However, in the bookstore itself, we do take cash and credit.
Okay, good to know. And the proceeds from those sales go to the Friends programs?
They do.
Okay.
So all of those wonderful programs we've been talking about,
yeah,
the proceeds from the sales in the bookstore go straight to that.
Okay.
And of course, another way for people to support the Friends is by donating to the bookstore too.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
it's the time of year where we have spring cleaning. A lot of folks are going,
sure,
through their
yes,
homes, cleaning things out. So if anybody has any new or gently used books, DVDs, CDs, They can bring them over to the library. There's a place to put them right in the atrium when the library's open, mm-hmm. and those will be used in the bookstore. Okay. They really need right now media, so especially DVDs.
Really?
So anybody cleaning out those DVDs this spring, bring them on over.
Some old movies that you're not watching anymore.
Exactly.
Just donate those and somebody can make use of them.
Okay. Yes.
I'm guessing volunteers are always welcome as well, right?
So always, you are always welcome to reach out to see if we have any openings.
Okay.
We've had such a great response lately,
really?
Though.
That to what do you attribute that, Hillary? Do you think?
Just more visibility.
Yeah.
The bookstore's in a new location. It used to be located sort of around back at the main library.
On the Spear Street entrance.
And so we're a lot more visible.
Yeah.
So people see the opportunities where they can really step in. We also have some really engaged members of our board, our Friends of the Library board, mm-hmm. and other engaged members of the bookstore committee who are working really hard to raise those volunteers for keeping the bookstore open.
Good for them, good for them. And you have snacks.
Yes, this is so important.
It really is, actually.
Everybody likes a good snack.
Right. Well, especially when you're sitting down with a book, right?
It's
easy to just sit there and munch away.
So if you're at the library and you are feeling a little munchy,
you
could stop by the bookstore. There will be a cart with snacks that you can pick out something you may like.
Yeah.
Also, some office supplies.
Huh.
So if you find yourself in need of some Post-it notes or a manila envelope, something along those lines, stop on by and we may have something for you.
Good to know. All right. You never know when you have to do a quick shopping trip. You can stop by and pick those up and help support the Friends at the same time.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Excellent. The hours and everything are on the website as well?
Yes. Okay. If you go to our website, which is tcplquincy.org/friends, you will get all of the information there. And keep an eye on our hours because perhaps maybe we'll expand them at some point.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Depending on if you get more volunteers or not, right?
Certainly.
Yeah. Finally, I mentioned this during the news. There's a big system update that's happening this week, actually.
Yes. Yeah. Right now, as we speak,
as
the
we
library
speak,
is currently closed.
Right.
So this is... I mean, I know folks are sad to hear that the library is closed.
Yes.
It'll be closed today through Wednesday, so it's a 3-day closure. It will reopen, however, on Thursday, April 30th. And the reason it's being closed, it's really exciting. I know we're sad about it being closed,
mm-hmm.
but this is going to be really great for the library users as they are getting a brand new online catalog system.
Yeah.
So really upgrading it with all sorts of new features. It's going to be mobile friendly. So this necessitates, though, a closure of the library because they have to, if you think about, there are a lot of items in that library.
Sure.
And pretty much everything needs to be switched over to the new cataloging system.
Okay, all right. So it's a Herculean effort. I know it's been underway for the past year, the background of it, right? But this is the actual switchover.
This is the actual switchover.
We've reached that
point.
Okay.
So don't worry, though. The library will reopen on Thursday, though. All services at that point will be restored.
Okay.
Until then, though, no access to the electronic services, including Libby and Hoopla. Of course, the buildings themselves will be closed, and that's all of the library locations.
Good.
It's not just the main library.
Okay.
It's every library location. But they will be restored. The new catalog will be live when the library reopens. And there may be some updates that some folks need to make online. If something didn't get carried over from their old account, such as a list of some sort, that they're like reading list, something
favorites
along those lines.
Things, yeah,
so a lot of that has already been transferred over with their accounts. But if anybody has any issues as the new library comes online, don't forget they can give the library a call.
Oh, good.
And
get
some answers.
Okay, good to know.
But this is a really great move for the library, and I think we're going to benefit greatly from this update.
Yeah, it's part of the Old Colony Library Network, right?
Yes.
So you'll be connected to all the libraries in that network.
Certainly. It's a consortium of a number of libraries throughout the region. And it's a way for libraries to pool their resources and give even more access to folks in this area.
Yeah. Do you know, will folks have to update their operating software at all on their devices? Or?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think they'll be able to access everything without any major updates to anything on their devices. Their passwords should transfer over. Their library cards should transfer over. So there's some information on the website, though, for folks with their passwords and PINs.
Okay.
So if anybody has trouble accessing it, check the library website and give them a call, too.
Okay, excellent. Lots going on, as always.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much for the update.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure to sit here and chat about libraries.
Yep, we're always happy to stop by anytime.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.